Act 1. When Laura gets out of her bed, she decides to message Ellen to go for a stroll. But remember to bring her Izzy, her Labrador. So they meet outside the high school switches. Then they go for a walk around the river. And Laura asked Ellen if it was all right to get a biscuit from Days. So she ran into the shop and Ellen goes to sit on a bench to watch her. Then weird things start to happen.
Chapter 2. Ellen suddenly gasped. There was a humongous forest appearing right in front of her eyes. She wanted to go in, but she knew she had to be safe than sorry and watch Laura in the shop to make sure nothing happens. But then it did. There was a ghost appearing everywhere, pulling people into the unknown forest, and then sticks and leaves floating in the air. But then the weirdest things happened. Because this never happens, Izzy started jumping and barking so loudly I could not even hear myself think. And I looked over my shoulder and Laura was running with the old man, had crusty grey beard, yellow crusty teeth, as big as a giant, ripped up clothes like a poor person, and very muddy. They were running into the mysterious forest.
Chapter 3. Ellen ran after her and was screaming her name. She thought she was dreaming, so she stopped and pinched herself. But it was real. It was real, all right. So she kept running, but a thousand thoughts were running through her head. She could not catch up with Laura and the old man. She was starting to doubt herself, but she couldn't give up on her best friend. Laura and the old man snuck into an abandoned cottage, but suddenly the floorboard creaked, and the old man hid behind an old bed and Ellen approached the abandoned cottage. She thought it was empty, but Ellen walked through the dusty, creaky door and saw Laura. And she said, "Yay, I found you." And then they hugged. And then they found themselves in the shop. And there was no forest. Was this all a dream?